Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Final Trade by Joe Hart, performed by Dara Rosenberg. Before. She ran with the newborn pressed tightly against her chest as another explosion roared somewhere behind her. The ground, muddy from days of rain, yielded to each of her steps, slowing her, holding her back as she struggled to distance herself from the onslaught of whining bullets and the screams of the dying. A plane streaked overhead, close enough to make her eardrums flutter, and she ducked involuntarily, shielding the child with her body. Her feet slipped in the mud, and she began to fall, but a strong hand caught her. She looked into the face of the man beside her, eyes steady and unwavering as his grip. "Come on!" he shouted over another blast of explosives. "We have to get over the hill!" They ran. A stray bullet zipped past, tugging up a spray of mud and water only feet to their left. The baby began to cry. The sound of a helicopter carried over the tumult, but she couldn't make out from which direction it came. Hard to think. Impossible to decide what to do. There was only the baby, along with the fear and weakness invading her body. They reached the crest of the hill and paused, the man glancing back the way they'd come. He'd lost his gun somewhere during their flight, and now he had only the knife on his hip for protection. Not enough if they were cornered. Through the rolling smoke, the outline of a building emerged. He gripped her arm harder and turned toward the structure. "Inside." The building's south wall was partially blown away, an errant bomb having carved steel and concrete so that the fighting was clearly visible from this higher vantage point. They moved past a twisted mass of smoldering iron that might have once been a truck and found an alcove of reinforced concrete block. She slid down against the wall, legs finally giving out. The baby let out another stuttering cry as heavy artillery pounded out a cadence of death across the plain. The man stood watching at the gap in the wall, his back heaving.
"We can't stay here," he said.
"I know, but I have to rest," she said, rocking from side to side. The infant's cries became...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?